On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, we asked what would you bring back if you could after Pizza Hut announced they're going to bring back the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Matt dropped his first hits from your hood for the year, Cottesloe.
Beautiful, and we relive some of our favourite moments of the week.
Catch up with the Big Breakfast instantly online. It's never hard work and always eventful. Instant toilets and showers have a large range of portable toilets to suit any event or worksite. Visit instanttoilets.com.au. Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
The fast food giant Pizza Hut is going to be gigantic again. We get this feeling because Pizza Hut, 70s and 80s, big time here, particularly in Perth, but all across Australia, because we had the all-you-can-eat buffets and the dine-in restaurant. It was a place to go Friday or Saturday night with the family. And they're bringing back at least 100 buffet stores within 12 months, including Perth.
Oh, and we were asking you what you'd like to bring back. And I mentioned the Yumbo, and Tracy in Port Kennedy has told us that the Yumbo bun, her dad worked at Tip Top, and the Yumbo bun was a honey bun. I knew it tasted sweet.
Really? And where was that? Something from Hungry Jack's, was it?
Yeah, the Yumbo, yeah. So good on you, Tracy, and Tip Top's the one.
They put the sweetness in the bun, it becomes addictive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Joondalup. Hans, tell us, what would you like to bring back?
The 50 cent Whopper.
Oh, yes, Hans.
Of course.
Totally. That was the day when a Whopper was a Whopper. Two hands to handle a Whopper. Now it's like having a pancake.
50 cents.
Yeah, 50, and they were fresh, and they were monsters. And young Matt's right there about the Yumbos. A handful of ham, full of cheese. Yep. Oh, magnificent they were.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was. They should bring them back.
Hands, make us damn hungry, mate. What are you doing?
Right.
I just wish anything was 50 cents. You can't even get a mixed bag of lollies.
Not even 50 cents is 50 cents anymore.
No.
No, thanks, buddy. Let's go to Cardiff. G'day, Chris. What would you bring back?
Hi, guys. I'd love to bring back the Peter's ice cream cake.
Ooh.
It was really rich, and on top of it, it had frozen cream.
Oh, yeah.
And there used to be those light colours of light pink and light green and light blue on top of it.
Yeah, all completely natural.
You know what, Chris?
Oh, yum. Yes.
I saw a Peter's ice cream cake in the freezer section of the shopping centre just last week.
No.
Chris. I've never been able to find one. I haven't had one for about 30 years.
Well, because I bought my boyfriend a Freddo ice cream cake last month for his birthday.
Is he 11?
I just thought it would be fun. and then last week I saw the Peter's one inside. It's in the different section, though. It was in Woolworths. And I was like, I should have got that one because it looked a bit better than the Freddo.
Yeah, they used to be so nice.
Well, there you go, Chris.
All the cream off before Mum would get to the table with it.
Well, Chris, you know where I found it? In the pastry section.
Oh, okay.
Which is super weird, but go check the pastry section of Woolworths and see if it exists.
I think, Chris, okay, I think Kimber needs to get that for the next segment of Kimber Has a Crack.
Kimber's making dreams come true here.
Hey, Chris, have a great weekend.
If you're talking ice cream, chocolate, cheese, I'm your gal.
Yeah, we'll go from one Chris to another in Stirling. G'day, Chris, what would you bring back?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good day.
I would absolutely love Cadbury to bring back their marble block of chocolate.
Oh, the old marble block. It hasn't been out of production for that long, has it?
Oh, I think it's been a long time. I feel really deprived.
Well, they just brought back the 1994 caramel. Have you had a go of that yet?
No, I haven't. I understand the craze, but I would go absolutely mental for marble.
And Chris, remind me, was that a sort of a mixture of white and chocolate in a marble effect, basically?
Yeah, with like a mousse kind of in the middle.
Yeah, a bit of a gooey middle.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, like if Willy Wonka bought a house, that would be his bench top now. That kind of thing. Unreal. Hey, thanks, Chris. Keep fantasising. We love it.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Werriwa. Bruce, what would you...
I think it's probably Merriwa, is it?
I don't know.
It would be Merriwa.
It's Merriwa.
Sorry, buddy.
Good guy. Seeing as how you brought up the thing with the Pizza Hut, and that's brought up the Yumbo, I figured Pizza Hut used to make their sub. You used to get served on the big silver platter with the old Smith salt crinkle chips. You'd have a lovely foot-long roll, be toasted up in the pizza oven, wrapped in foil. Inside it, smothered with ham and a special sauce like Macca's special sauce.
Hang on, was it like a roll or is it like actual pizza base sort of rolled up?
It was a big bread roll, toasted bread roll.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
All the kids used to eat that. Oh, yeah. So that's Pizza Hut's bringing back the buffets. I might as well bring that back.
Yeah, the Pizza Hut's
up. That would be awesome.
And just the way Bruce described that, my mouth started watering because I remember it. Yeah,
it was a thing of love for you.
For all of us, well,
and it beats cheesy toast.
It certainly does.
Good on you, Bruce.
Thank Pleasure. Cheers.
Thanks, mate. Have a great weekend.
Oh, man.
See, all these things.
Polly waffle.
We don't want much, does it? It makes us happy, but they take it away.
Hazelnut roll.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, all the memories.
Absolutely.
The Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
2018, we are back, baby.
Yeah.
Matt's Hits from your hood. It was Cottesloe this week.
Yeah, we spun the suburban wheel and Cottesloe was what came up.
A beautiful part of the world, of course.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. And of course, you know, thank you as always for your suggestions on Facebook. And, you know, obviously when I find out what the suburb is, I then have to start thinking about, you know, the music and whatnot. And it was during one of Kimber's juices that I got my inspiration. And you will never hear these words come out of my mouth again. Mm-hmm. But I was inspired by Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Because you were mentioning her coming or tour or new album or something.
Yep.
Yes,
and,
touring, yeah.
And it got in my head and, well, it just had to happen.
Oh,
let's
show
do it.
Us Cottesloe.
Can't wait. Matt's Hits from your hood, back for 2018.
Let's go, Perth. The time's come to start to pick up my guitar, immortalize Perth suburbs in song. Time to pimp my ride, head out to the beachside, keep an eye out for the pylon. Cross the tracks when you leave Stirling Highway and just head west until you can smell the money. Cottesloe, hang out at the surf club, the guys are just so buffed, the sundial makes me smile. Cottesloe, walk the beach path in your best leisure wear. Cottesloe, work on your libido down at the Alito. Try your luck at the Blue Duck. Cottesloe, I bought a meal and I've had to sell my home. Man, I can't afford to live here. You better bring some cash, have access to a stash. This ain't the kind of place for the working class. Sculptures by the sea or Indiana tea. See how good life looks from an SUV. The best thing about being a liberal, it's the prerogative to own investment properties. Cottesloe, it's totally crazy, cause no one here's lazy. They all work when our shirts. Cottesloe, they go wild here for smashed avo and soy. Cottesloe, ex-premier Barnett, just out by the shark net. The OVH chasing dates. Cottesloe, when nothing is free, yeah, I hope my Dolce clears. Man, just saw a West Coast eagle.
It's back for 2018. Hey. Max Hits from your hood. Down at Cottesloe.
Beautiful. Welcome back, Cottesloe.
Can't afford to live here.
Not me.
Have you seen the rates notice?
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Power of radio. I've just got a message from a mate of mine called Ari Davis, who's a singer around town, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone, Matt's just been singing about Cottesloe. He goes, can you get me a shameless plug? I'm singing at the Cottesloe Surf Lifesaving Club tonight.
Oh, certainly. Got to help out a fellow artist.
Got to have a bit of a crack. Yeah, he's a real talent, but mate, great song this morning.
Oh, good on you, man.
Honestly, you can check out the video. Mix.com.au.
Hey, it's that time.
Is it?
It's Friday, and the last bit of Friday means our producers put together the best bits of the week.
Oh, the highlights.
Really? Should we give it a roll?
Well, it's just a reminder of what we did.
Yeah, where do we go?
A survey has found that you're having your best bedroom antics when you're in your 60s.
Oh, something to look forward to.
Right.
Yeah.
Presumably you're doing it like it's your last time every time.
Well, perhaps. I mean, I'm not sure if any of it is true, so I've got my mum and dad on the line. No, I'm joking. I don't want to know.
No, I don't want to get my mum on. Yeah,
keep it to yourselves, Chris and Brian.
Darling, I laughed at him, he's 70.
Jess is in Joondalup. Tell us, how do you keep it alive into your 60s?
My husband and I have been together for 15 years. If he does the kids' lunches or folds the washing for me or just lets me have that sleep in, oh my goodness, that's such a turn on.
Oh, wow. Mick's part of the winter edition of the Front Bar on 7. Mick Malloy, g'day, mate.
Hi, guys.
Winter edition, the Front Bar. I mean, when they got you on board, was it because of your vast sporting background and your interest in the Winter Olympics?
I'm looking forward to it a lot. A couple of interesting facts, guys. The opening ceremony, because it's in South Korea, they're going to light the cauldron with an exploding Samsung.
Bruce in Hamilton Hill. Bruce, how's Kimber going to get rid of her mouse?
Put peanut paste where you normally put the cheese, the mice, mouse, mouses, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, the miskers.
Yeah, the miskers.
Yeah.
The big fluffy ears. Yeah, I can't resist.
Really?
Yeah, try that. And if you don't like it, you can eat it on your toast later.
Are they fussy? It was a teenage wedding and they all... Holy moly. That was... Oh, man, that was a blast. I am absolutely pooped. I danced way harder than I would have danced alone in my lounge room if I'd done it by myself. What a workout. I'm going to be hurting tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. No lights, no Lycra. That was great. 5 cracks. You used to call me on my cell phone. Angela, is it okay to charge to go to a child's birthday party?
I've never found the need because I don't think it has to be elaborate.
I guess that's the feeling, Angela, is that parents are feeling a pressure to turn it into a big production number.
But yeah. It doesn't have to be. Balls have changed over the years too.
Because of the way your phone's working, Angela, it sounds like you're swearing a lot.
Yeah, we're getting lots of beeps.
I don't know.
All right, Angela, we get it. It doesn't have to be elaborate.
Thanks, Angela, if you can still hear us.
We got a text from the captain to let us know that he wasn't coming in. 1:30, he says, woke up feeling not great. 3:04, fourth visit to the House of Horrors.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
3:10, jump in car to go to 24-hour IGA for body medicine.
Oh.
Didn't make it. Got close. Emergency 180 in a feeble attempt to get home. Didn't make it.
What does that mean? Will the upholstery ever be the same?
No, the beach towel that was on the seat.
Right.
As a precaution.
Too much.
Beach towel. Got a slow ex-premier bonnet just out by the shark net. The OBH chasing dates. Got a slow when nothing is free. Yeah, hope my doll check clears. Man, I can't afford to live here. Hey, let's all go to Cottesloe, but not with Captain Paul's beach towel. What do you reckon?
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. Catch up with the Big Breakfast instantly online. It's never hard work and always eventful. Instant toilets and showers have a large range of portable toilets to suit any event or worksite. Visit instanttoilets.com.au.